Shalom Aleichem. For the 20th day of the Omer, Mishneh Yomi is starting chapter 3 of Sotah. Haya notil et minchata, they would take her meal offering mitoch kefifa mitzrit, out of the woven palm fiber basket. Recall, we mentioned at the beginning of chapter 2, they would bring it to the temple in this cheap basket, where other menachot were brought in much nicer vessels. They would put it into a service utensil, one of the official vessels of the temple. And they put the meal offering in the vessel onto the woman's hands, the sota's arms. And the Kohen places his hands underneath her hands, umenifa, and they wave it together. So the Kohen knows what he's doing. He's done waving of offerings before. So he helps her to wave it. Now the Gemara comments, we don't usually have men touching women, especially in the, you know, the sota, she's been accused. So they say, well, they'd use a very old Kohen who's not going to have any improper thoughts, so that the waving can be done correctly. The Mishnah Bet Hainif, they wave the mincha, the higish, and then they do hagasha, they bring it to the corner of the mizbeach, they bring it close to the altar. Kamatz, they take the kemitza. Now, the kemitza is a portion that's taken out of most mincha offerings, and that kemitza is brought in a separate vessel to the top of the mizbeach and burned there. The hikdir. Now, hikdir is lashon katar. It means they burned the kemitza, which is a scoop. It's like a half of a handful. We're going to talk about this in Kodshim, how they would scoop it. The shar nechol lekohanim, and the remainder of this mincha would be eaten by the Kohanim. They could bake it or make matzah or pita out of it, and they could actually eat it. As is done with most mincha offerings, that's eaten by the Kohanim after the kemitza is burned. The rest is eaten by the Kohanim within the temple. The Mishnah adds, Haya Moshka, they would give her the beverage to drink that we discussed in the last chapter, how it was prepared, Ba'achar kach makrivat minchata. And afterwards, they would do the service of her meal offering. Rabbi Shimon Omer, makrivit minchata. He says, no, they would do the mincha, the meal offering, first. Ve'achar kach hayamashka, and only afterwards give her the drink. Shinamar, because the verse says, ve'achar, and afterwards, yoshke et ha'isha et hamayim. You give to drink this sota woman, this woman who may have strayed from her husband, this water, this potion. But Rabbi Shimon admits, im hishka, if they had given her the drink, ba'achar kach hikrivet minchata kashera, and only after the drinking they brought the mincha offering and finished that, it would still work. So the Rav Bartner explains, according to Rabbi Shimon, really we're in Numbers chapter 5, verse 26, is afterwards, meaning after the mincha, you give her to drink, but the verses right before that, a couple verses before that, imply that you could do it the other way around, so he would allow you to do it the other way around. Yashar kochachem and zay gezunt.